Welcome to your daily news brief, September 22nd, 2020. Business. Microsoft acquired Bethesda Softworks, maker of games such as Doom, Fallout, Skyrim, Quake, Dishonored, and Wolfenstein, for $7.5 billion in cash, to offer better contract for Xbox in a competition with Sony's PlayStation. The TikTok deal is far from agreed, as ByteDance says it retains 80% in TikTok, Oracle says US investors will get majority control, and Donald Trump demands total control for Oracle and Walmart. Finding a compromise is difficult, as both the US and China will have to approve the deal. Playco, a mobile gaming company founded by Zynga co-founder Justin Waldron and Game Closure co-founder Michael Carter, raised $100 million in a Series A round, valuing the company at more than $1 billion. Expectations are high after Elon Musk tweets as Tesla prepares for its annual meeting of shareholders and Battery Day on Tuesday. Allegro, Poland's leading e-commerce platform, is expected to list in the Warsaw Stock Exchange, raising $2 billion at a valuation of $12 billion. Revenues last year were $630 million, implying a multiple of 19. Beyond Limits, an industrial and enterprise-grade AI technology company, raised $133 million for international expansion in a Series C round. WM Motor, a Chinese electric car maker, raised $1.5 billion in a Series D round. The company is backed by Tencent and Baidu and is considering a listing in China. Mobile Premier League, an Indian esports and mobile gaming platform, raised $90 million in a Series C financing, valuing the company at $400 million. Markets. Markets fell for the fourth day in the U.S. on Monday. S&P fell 1%, Nasdaq fell 0.2%. Futures are little changed today. Investors worry that the new stimulus package is unlikely to be approved before November elections. In Europe, FTSE 100 fell 3% yesterday, while Eurostoxx 600 fell 0.5%. The indices are up less than 0.5% today. In China, CSI 300 fell 1.2% on Tuesday. Nikkei was closed for public holiday. US dollars strengthened, with euro dollar trading at 1.1740 and pound dollar at 1.28. Gold fell 1.4% to 19.08. WTI oil fell 2% to 39.35 due to expectations of weaker oil demand. COVID. In a reversal of a previous approach, people are asked to work from home if they can in the UK. Restrictions are also introduced on bars and restaurants. Thank you for listening. For today's news summary, visit patreon.com/morningmeeting.